Iraq, the situation is improving. We have a new government. Maybe in a few days the cabinet will be completed. And I met the three presidents, the president of republic, prime minister, and also the speaker of the parliament. They are very open-minded to help Christians and to take care of them, but also, you know, to look for reforms of canons and the constitution. Personally, I think there are two challenges. The first one is how to respond to this extremist ideology, which is becoming a mentality and a culture, fundamentalist Islam, political Islam, and not and acknowledge the others, and even you know, to eliminate them, and persecuting them. And I think this culture, which is now new, is a risk for everybody, for all, for us in the Middle East, but also here, because they are also coming. And the West should make pressure upon the governments there to change this mentality, or defeat this extremist ideology. And maybe here, Muslims here in Europe can play a role. This is the first one. And the second one is how to help Christians to stay at home. And for us as a church, for me as a pastor, really this is a priority, because if there are no more Christians, we will lose our identity, our heritage, our language, but also our mission among Muslims. And our presence there is very helpful to help Muslims to be much more open-minded. So what we need, it is, you know, the help of churches, but also of states. I just want to mention the example of Hungary. They helped to restore a whole village in Iraq. They gave us $2 million to restore the houses, schools, churches in Telescov area in Nineveh Plain. I think this is very, very important, and it is an example to keep people there. If you want to help Christians and others, it is better to help them in their homeland and not to encourage them to leave. For us, it is a big loss. Thank you.